Joe?
So again, the different revisions of the budget after these workshops. So the last workshop would be the 25th, and so the LSB meeting to vote or not on that budget would be 2 days later. So I'm assuming that there would possibly be changes to that budget on the 25th or based on feedback from the 25th. So that would not give people much time to review it. I mean, I don't know when you could send out whatever revisions there were, but last year it was like just a few hours before we voted on it.
One of the things about what if we're doing, as I understand it, the goal is to try to get it by a deadline so this board can maintain a degree of control. It is not perfect. I quite agree with those people who say we should have a longer wind-up next year.
Mr. Chair, I say this as your friend and ally. It's inappropriate for you to wade into debate like this. You need to be refereeing it, and it's slowing us down.
Let me suggest that if the board finds out on the time of its meeting that it does not have sufficient information to make that decision, it has the power to set another date. But we can't predict what's going to happen between now and then. So I don't know of a more perfect way to do it. If anybody has a specific suggestion of how to get there, fine.
My concept of these three meetings is that there will be fewer and fewer flaws or things to change as we talk with whoever comes. And, of course, people can vote the budget down on the 27th, saying, we need more time, we're going to deal with it next, take it back, work on some more, we don't like this, whatever. And at that point, we will be putting ourselves in more into the hands of the Finance Committee than we would ordinarily be if we have a budget that we have voted on and have the majority pass before July 31st.
Can somebody pass the mic, please?
Well, we got you now, so you don't have to keep changing.
May I request then, Barbara, that any changes that are made as a result of these workshops not only send out the revised budget, but also describe what was changed in an email?
I already said that we would send it to the board after every workshop.
No, but not just the...
Of course there would be words with the numbers. Yes.
Okay.
My understanding is that the suggestion is the intention of the treasurer and the committee. Anybody else? And I understand from the treasurer that ends her report. Is that correct?
You bet.
My apologies to the board, but one of the things that I overlooked was that we were going to, in an open session, have Richard speak to a summary of the rules regarding on-air discipline. And I did not give Richard that opportunity. And if there is no objection from the board, you're looking, it's really a... Pardon me?
To speak about what? I didn't hear what you said.
I'm sorry. Rules regarding discipline, on-air discipline. It was your request that we do it in a public session as well as in a executive session, if I understood you correctly.
Definitely.
So, Richard.
Sorry. With regard to the most recent memo from Pacifica National, from the IED and John Kriegler from Garvey Schubert Baer, the law firm. It basically states that because of numerous language violations at all the Pacifica stations, our attorney feels as though the policy was not set properly. It was not strong enough. And unless we want to pay a lot of fines to the FCC, which Mr. Kriegler believes feels that we don't really care about language violations, then they felt it best to set very strong standards. If you look at it, it's kind of like a minimum sentencing document of sorts. At other outlets, I've had the discretion from boards to use my own judgment. In other words, there are any number of factors that go into any given language violation, so perhaps a simple warning would be enough. That's not the case here at Pacifica now after this memo. We have specific guidelines to follow. As I understand it, Pacifica National is now trying to make it an even more formal process. In other words, the paperwork that I've generated to handle these violations and the discipline and the recording of them is basically a process I've used at other media outlets. It's not something that Pacific has told me how to do now, but they are working on that as well. So it will be codified, it will apply to all the stations, and it will be enforced uniformly.
One day suspension for a first expletive on the air, minimum, without pay if you're on paid staff. 2 days suspension minimum for a second offense.
Just what you told us in executive session, 1 day suspension for letting an expletive on the air. If you self-report. 2 days if you don't self-report and you're caught. Minimum. Second offense, 2 days.
No, that's where the memo stopped. It talked about progressivity, but it didn't set specific guidelines there. I think at that point, we're allowed to use some of our judgment.
Anything further on that matter? In that regard, and with great apologies, we're ready for the report from KFCF. Mel, thank you for your patience. Grab a mic.
Mr. Chair, in the essence of time this evening, I submitted a written report. Would that be acceptable at this point to the body?
Without objection? Hearing no objection, it is acceptable to the body. Thank you very much, sir. Okay. And now looking at the agenda that we have passed, we're on item number 12. The A is the IT efficiency audit. It was Joy's motion. She is not here to motivate it. Is there anyone else who can undertake that responsibility?
I'll move to table, Mr. Chair.
Is there objection to table in the absence of Joy? No objection, so ruled. The next one, B, is a motion made by Margie Wilkinson, who is not here. Is there anybody other than Margie who is appropriate to motivate it?
I move to table.
I hear a motion to table. I hear a second. Is there any objection? Hearing none. So ruled. C, Pacifica Archives. There are two resolutions, one by Barbara Whipperman, if I remember correctly, one by Tracy Rosenberg. One of the makers is not here. What is the pleasure of the board?
Postpone to the next meeting.
A motion to postpone to the next meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any objection to so postponing? Andrea?
Do we have those?
Yes.
Do we have those resolutions?
They have been distributed at every meeting in the past, several meetings.
Sorry, I missed last one's meeting. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. Hearing no objection to the deferral, it is so ordered. We now come to D, which is equity and inclusion. And Andrea, that, if I understand correctly, is something that you brought forward. Can I turn the mic over to you for guidance of how we go from here?
My understanding was that there's a Pacifica Committee of Inclusion. And if that's true, I'd be interested to hear from them if that's so, or how that issue is being played out. I actually thought this was a report back.
Does anyone have knowledge to respond to Andrea's question? I do not.
I'm looking it up. I believe there's one called for in Pacifica's bylaws, and I believe it's one of the portions of Pacifica's bylaws that's mostly observed in the breach. I don't know if there's a committee operating right now. I can.
Andrea Turner was on it last time, and so it seemed like there was a committee happening.
Yeah. I can. Do you want me to email the board and find out? Or do you want to?
That would be awesome.
I can't understand the side discussion. Forgive me.
I can't speak with authority on this. I can email the board, I guess, secretary, national board secretary, to find out, or you could just email him directly yourself if you wanted to. Not count on me. What's your pleasure?
My pleasure. Yeah.
Give her the mic, please. And then, Frank, you have it. And Janet, I see your hand. Honest, I do.
So I guess I'll email the PMB board secretary and find out who is currently on the Committees of Inclusion. But I was just curious I was trying to figure out if we had anybody, if we had elected folks to those positions. I don't think we have. And so I guess, I think it's this whole question of there's a spirit to want to deal with power and privilege issues here in the station and within Pacifica. Committees of Inclusion is, as Brian says, written into the bylaws. It's such an impressive, such a high priority item. And I would suggest that maybe Samsara take it under advisement for the committee, that maybe ultimately, as we seek to identify a strategy for managing privilege within the stations, that we also put it on our agenda, maybe as part of that, to identify some people to serve on the committees of inclusion and to motivate that within Pacifica. Because I think this issue is important because I think it's part of the reason why KPFA is like not as listened to on some level. And I think if we deal with this issue, I think it'll open up a lot of possibilities for programming and audience building.
I don't think there's going to be any opposition. The question is, how do we proceed? And if I understand correctly, the first step is, Brian, you're going to inquire of national what, if anything, currently exists and get back to us. And then I understand, if I followed correctly, that is something that the current committee that we have, Samsara and Dan, can address and give us advice on how to proceed. Is that a... Pardon me?
Can I speak about that briefly?
Please do. I'm praying for guidance.
Yes.
I think that ultimately that's what a committee such as what has been established would be addressing. And it's starting out with looking at these pinpointed issues of like what's up, you know, management and staff. But it's also not just management and staff, it's the organization as a whole. And how do we be more inclusive and how do we address these elephants in the living room that nobody wants to address in a productive way? And if we can do that, then definitely we would be showing leadership on this issue in a very powerful way. And I think that would affect people wanting to participate in any way with the station, listen to it, give money to it, period.
And I cannot stress too strongly the importance of anybody who has any input in the area of the committees that we set up, please get it to them so that they can be sure to cover all board members' concerns. The committee is hungry for that. Anything further on this particular item D? Janet.
Two things. One, I'm about to look on the Pacifica National Board list that lists all the committees and who's on them. I'm trying to log in. So I can give some information about that. But that doesn't mean that the committees are actually meeting. And I would think that going to kpftx.org, I guess it is, all the meetings that have taken place are listed there or are archived there. So that's a way we can find out as well.
Thank you.
And I can do that too.
You're in the process of trying to do that, right? If you find anything specific and it doesn't interrupt other business, let us know. Brian.
The bylaws don't mention a national committee of inclusion as a standing committee of the board. They do require that every local station have a committee of inclusion consisting of one director and three non-directors elected by the local board. And they create some reporting requirements for those committees. So it's apparently the bylaws mandate, at least, is a local committee, not a national one.
Consisting. Well, it's not mandatory on the national.
Please, on the
right.
mic.
Consisting of Let's, four people.
So that's something, if I hear you correctly, the bylaws instruct this board to do, and we have not yet done. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, that's, Janet, do you have something to add?
So the listing on the Pacific Committee listing has one person on that committee, and I mean, apparently it's not active right now. Unless, I mean, sometimes the listings are not up to date, sure. But it doesn't look like it's active.
Okay, that is a matter that, if I'm following Brian correctly, is something that this board needs to undertake. And because of Samsara, because we have a committee that is charged with the general area of that, would it be fair for me to ask you and Dan to look at the bylaws requirement in this issue for the local station board and consider coming up with a recommendation for action for us? You have?
I have no problem with it, but I can't speak.
Okay, could you consult with Dan, and I will try to reach out to him, and if it is agreement with the committee, then we'll let the board know and proceed along that line if the board is comfortable with that. Okay?
So can you get clear of us what's happening now? So we're talking about...
Thank you. I'm the one who needs it, darn thing. So I want to get clear about what we're talking about right now. We're talking about expanding the committee that's in place to have it comply with what's required, or another committee that should have been making it happen.
What I meant to say is that the current committee of two, which is I do not intend become something else, look at the bylaws and make a recommendation to us as to how we, what our obligations are under the bylaws, and a recommendation of how to proceed, but not to expand the current committee. That was my...
Okay. So I'm confused, having another newbie moment. So it's what I'm hearing is that this committee needs to be. So I would say, how do we start that? I mean, I'm willing to be on that committee too, because it needs to be, and it should have been.
Yeah, we can go ahead.
Brian?
My hand's up.
I'll move that the secretary send notice to the full local station board that at our next regular meeting, we will hold elections to populate a local committee of inclusion in accordance with the bylaws.
Okay. That is made, and I heard a second. Is there anyone who desires to debate on that issue, or are we ready to proceed? Is there any objection to the motion? I hear no objection, so ordered. Janet.
Just a little more information. There have been no meetings, national meetings, of a committee of inclusion, one. Two, when it comes to national, there was a change in what committees exist, so there are only, I can't remember, four or something that are committees, and the rest are task forces. So that there has been a recent change in the bylaws. I think that was voted. It wasn't.
The bylaws for the National Board only establish four standing committees.
Right.
Then the National Board can create committees to serve whatever purpose it wants. The National Board rejiggered those committees that are discretional, that are not mandated by the bylaws. Right. But none of this was a bylaws change.
Oh, okay. And the committees of inclusion is one of the ones that was sort of made into a task force. I
don't know what there was before, but there's no National Committee of Inclusion required by the bylaws.
Yeah, the committee, I think, maybe you're thinking of the one that Andrea Turner was on, I believe was called the Racism, Sexism Committee, something like that. It was not called, well, at least it was identified that way. I don't remember it. But the committees of inclusion, I'll send around the language from the bylaws that specify the committees of inclusion and how they're implemented on the local level.
And we will follow the motion that Brian made that we pass unanimously. I'll pass without objection. The next item is two resolutions on development. Can somebody help me?
Mr. Chair, we just lost our quorum. I think we have to adjourn.
Oh, thank God. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. There is no quorum. This meeting. Oh, sorry, Sharm?
Yeah, I think once the quorum is established,
yes,
it doesn't matter.
Right.
Correct.
Yeah, once
the unless it's started, questioned.
No. The provision is in the.
Mike, please, forgive me.
But essentially, it's if we can continue to vote until there would not be a majority.
I'll look it up.
Let's pause for a moment. My understand. Pause for a moment, please,
quorum,
Andrea.
Quorum and approval for local boards.
If after a quorum has been established at a meeting, some of the LSB members leave the meeting and there's no longer a quorum, those LSB members remaining may continue to take action so long as a resolution receives at least that number of affirmative votes as would constitute a majority of a quorum. Okay, so it takes seven votes to pass
seven
anything.
Votes. Okay, now that we know what the rule is, Andrea.
No, I was just going to offer that we could continue to meet and discuss, but just not take action.
But my understanding is,
right,
with the pleasure of the board, you can if sure. Okay. Can anybody help me understand what 12E is? 12E.
Development.
Yes, it's on the sheet.
It's on.
Resolutions by
developers. Is there any resolutions? And Janet, that was the people who brought that forward are present, and so we can proceed. Janet, your name is first on this, and then Andrea second, so I'm going to turn to you, Janet, and then to you, Andrea.
Haven't seen this in a long time. So I think this is, okay. So this would be a follow-up to that brainstorming session that we had months and months ago. Now, today, oh, this was May 11th, I guess, that day. Right. So basically to form a development committee, a local development committee, like we just did with the Committee of Inclusion. And at this time, I mean, that's what I had in mind, or at that time, that's what I had in mind, but I think a development committee should have more responsibility than that.
Mr. Chair?
Yes?
It's a point of order.
You have it.
A motion to form a committee has to specify how many seats are on the committee and how they're chosen. I would recommend that we let Janet develop that and bring it back for approval at our next month's meeting.
That's fine.
And the only thing that I need clarification on, because, and Janet, you spoke of like the Committee of Inclusion, I see a difference, and help me if you disagree. The Committee of Inclusion is mandated by the bylaws. And what I take it that your motion is essentially an ad hoc.
Mr. Chair, I don't think we need to debate this.
I'm not debating it. I'm trying to get an understanding. Give me a second, Brian. And that you're proposing an ad hoc committee. Anyway, I need your guidance when you come forward next meeting. Is that agreeable? I mean, is Brian's suggestion that you develop it for the next meeting? Okay. Andrea?
We've had development committees in the past, and they were ineffective. And I, in my opinion, they're ineffective because they were not engaged with the work of the staff and the management. And so, like our brainstorm, I guess what I'm trying to figure out is, if Goalbusters is essentially our development strategy right now, is to rely on them and their game planning and so forth, then it feels like I need to hear, I guess, from you, Richard, how would you see a development committee from the LSB interacting with Goalbusters? Is Goalbusters willing to include them in their planning and their process and their maneuvering? And are you, as an acting interim general manager, interested in, do you see value in that, or do you feel that as being redundant and being an intrusion on the work of the development efforts of the staff and management? Because I've had the experience of going to meetings that don't go anywhere, of engaging in projects that were not really intended to succeed. And I'm trying to avoid that, so I'm curious to hear what your thoughts are.
I think a development committee could have a good deal of value. Right now, the board is already impacting on development. In other words, it's saying there are certain revenue streams that are off the table. And so Goalbusters, following that directive, is not pursuing them. I think it would be very good for the board to have a committee working with Goalbusters and working with the staff so we could explore some of the reasons why those revenue streams are off the table and maybe determine that some could be kept off the table and maybe some could be put on the table. I think it also would be good to make certain that if there are some things that are particular to KPFA in terms of revenue generation, I don't necessarily know that Goalbusters is aware of them. They're trying to learn as much as they can about KPFA, but I think a committee from the board could probably accelerate that learning curve. It also helps to have hands doing work. So in terms of any kind of project, whether for oversight or actual implementation, it would be good to have that committee. I still view a board as a governing body. I don't know to what degree the board would want to or even should get into the actual management of any given revenue stream or that process. But I do think, since it's already responsible for it, at least in terms of definition, I think it would be worthwhile.
Andrew, you asked a question and have a response. How would you like to proceed on your motion?
I mean, I think when there was a call out for report backs, I was ready. I was on the Pacifica National Board Development Committee conversation, so I could report back about that if that's where we are on the agenda.
Well, my Janet, I see your hand. I'm looking at resolutions on development that were submitted on May 11th, and one of them was submitted by you, at least according to these notes. And so that's what I'm seeking guidance on.
Do you
want
to put this to a vote? Do you want to change it? Do you want to postpone
I'm still wanting
Janet,
to...
I understand. Please be patient
with me.
The
item before.
Yeah, I would say yeah.
Yes, please. I'd like the motion to be considered.
Considered now. Okay. Janet, are you... Do you have something to say on Andrew's motion?
Well, I kind of would like to see if Andrea would agree to combine the two.
Yours and hers?
Yes, into some form of development committee that would include what you want in item number two.
Brian?
I oppose inserting board members into staff working groups in the station. I think it mucks things up, slows things down, and confuses the boundaries between operations and governance. And on that grounds, I would oppose the motion in its current form and gratefully acknowledge that it's coming as a sincere effort to make us stronger at fundraising.
Barbara? And anybody else? Be prepared.
Here is the thing that I would like to see happen with those brainstorming ideas, and I realize there's Burton went to the effort of typing them up, and the typed version is being refined now. Joy is working on it, but she is on vacation and will be back later this month. I would like us to use the tool that Goalbusters gave us, which is a little sheet of paper that was a way to rank, to evaluate any goal, any fundraising idea or development idea that we have. If you remember, I passed that out last time, or maybe it was the meeting before. It was a very simple, I think it was the same meeting that we had, because you and I both reported on the Goalbusters meeting that we attended, and they have handed out this form that was, it's quite simple, and I think we should have the idea, the brainstorming ideas come back to us in written form, and all of the members of the LSB use that ranking sheet and rank the ideas, and then we will come up with the ones that are the most wise to of us, of those ideas to pursue. I agree with Brian. I think it's micromanaging for us to want to somehow direct what Goalbusters is doing. And I think giving ideas and participating is good and useful. And I don't think it's, I don't have a negative feeling about that as not being enough. And I do think that we can rate these ideas that we all brought up in this body. And we should then take that information and go from there. And I would be voting against this resolution.
Anybody else?
What do we? What?
point of process.
Something.
What are we doing right now?
I'm trying to deal with the.
So Janet's motion.
The Janet and the Andrea motion, and we're trying to figure out a way forward, and we're sort of in a relaxed way trying to find that way forward.
So Janet is holding. Has that been decided that Janet is going to reintroduce her motion next month? Is that the idea?
That was one thing, and Janet, subsequent to that, turned to you and said, "Is there a way we can combine the two?" Janet?
So when we were addressing the development committee item, Richard was saying that it would be good if the LSB and management and Goalbusters could engage each other and work with each other. And somehow the wording on these two items doesn't quite, it seems like two separate things, so I'm wondering whether Andrea and I maybe and whoever else might work together to come up with some combined, not here now, but some combined either committee or process.
Well, here's my response to that. Well, you know, I'm willing to have an amendment to my resolution that says they're non-voting members. I don't even care about that, but I feel like in order for us to begin to support a development plan, we have to know what it is and how it's going and be in much more contact. You know, what our experience of Goalbusters is that I think they came here once. We've gotten, you know, there's been times where you can go to the station and meet with them. But we haven't been delegated tasks. You know, this body, there's 26 human beings who could be actually doing the hands-on work that you're talking about, but we don't know what to do. And so what I'm saying, before you interrupt, what I'm suggesting is that 2 to 3 people participate regularly, that they be expected to be at those meetings. They don't have to vote. They don't have to slow down the work. But that they know what's going on so they can come back to this body and say, hey, guys, here's what's happening at the station. Right now they're working on this. Tell you what, if we could get everybody to get 20 names or do something. But it's really frustrating because this body, people come up and say, well, the board is supposed to be fundraising. We're supposed to do it. We haven't done anything. But I don't blame us anymore because we've gotten no direction. And so what I'm trying to find is a way for us to get regular direction and updates so that we can engage in a consistent campaign to promote the station. I mean, this notion of like bus signs and billboards and all this kind of stuff. We can't do it because it doesn't feed into the efforts of the station. So I don't get how to resolve Brian's problem if you're saying, well, no, we can't have board members micromanaging. Not managing, don't give them a vote. But let them listen, let them participate. Or let's have regular updates and have development, have a committee of the whole then. But I want to be delegated tasks. I want to see the campaign. I want to know how it's going. And I don't want to know specifically what we're supposed to do.
Okay, hear me, see if I can separate. Janet suggested that the two of you might get together and combine with a joint thing, and if I understand what you're saying, is you would like the concept expressed by your motion to be acted on by the board. Am I correct in understanding your point? Barbara, you asked for the floor.
I. It seems as though what I just said is being totally ignored. And I have a sample of the only two, or one to pass that way, of the thing that was passed out before. It's very simple. Please look at it. Janet and Andrea, if you want to end up keeping these, they're for you. I can give you another one, Craig. I'll email it. And it is, I really think, we have done work. We did the We did, they're both on this, they're just a different format, the same thing on both sides. We got all these ideas together, and I think we need to now rate them on how difficult or easy this one would be, that one would be. There was one column that we agreed when we got this from Goalbusters was that should be added is, you know, they're saying rank something on uniqueness, how much effort, whether it's hard or easy, potential revenue, mission match, and then add up total points and then see amongst all the ideas that you have listed which ones are the best to start with. And another column that we suggested putting there is who's going to do it. So I think that we have a tool that's been given by them to us. I don't remember whether they had anything to do with suggesting or agreeing with the idea that we had these brainstorming ideas we put up.
I'm sorry. I think what you're addressing has to do with the first item, and it's
I'm
not...
addressing both of these things.
Excuse me.
You don't need to interrupt with that, Janet. Okay. That's ridiculous.
Somebody has the floor. Please respect that.
I'm saying that both of your motions are attempting to get going on the development. I'm saying we've already got going, and we're not, you know, this is a process that hasn't borne fruit yet, but it's a perfectly good one, and I think we should do it, and I think we should stop having motions about... You can go to the meetings with the Goalbusters. You don't need to have another resolution about that.
Mr. Chair?
Brian?
I think we're spinning our wheels. I'd like to call the question on the motion in front of us.
Thank you. Let me point the board's direct attention to the motion that is in front of us. It is a the resolution by Andrea Pritchett made on May 11th, and on the resolution sheet, it is identified as Development 2. That is the call for the question is on that issue. Am I correct? Okay. All those in favor, that's an immediate vote if I...
No, it's an immediate vote to close debate. Close
debate.
Two-thirds to prevail.
Yeah. And that was the purpose of your motion, is that correct? To close...
Yes.
All right. All those in...
Craig, read the motion.
No. It's about whether or not to close debate.
I'm sorry.
Discussion. I feel like this
it's
is
not
worthy.
Debatable.
All those in favor of closing debate... Please raise your hand. Would you do a count, Mr. Secretary, please? All those opposed, please raise your hand.
Mr. Chair, this is a case where the chair by voting can change the outcome.
The chair moves to close the debate.
That's it. Eight would be two-thirds, so chair votes, that's 8-4, and that's two-thirds.
I didn't see four, I only saw three.
No, four. Yeah, 1, 2, 3, and then Samsara was 4.
Oh, I didn't see three, sorry.
Okay, debate is closed. We can now move to a vote on the motion. I draw your attention to the Andrea Pritchett motion on LSB representatives. Does anybody have any question? The language is before you. Seeing no question.
For the record, could Craig please read it? Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. You remind me that there's another audience. Thank you, Janet.
Okay. The LSB designate representatives, 2-3, to serve on development team currently meeting under the supervision of the IGM and Goalbusters, LSB reps will represent development ideas of the board to the development team and report back to the LSB.
Are we ready to vote?
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been requested. And the secretary?
Working on it.
Okay. Just give him a second.
How are we going to have the LSB be part of
that? I beg your pardon?
Okay. Roll call, Agamir?
Yes.
Agamir, yes. Alderson, I'll vote no. Bernstein, not here. Edwards-Tiegert?
No.
Edwards-Tiegert, no. Fuentes-Ramon, not here. Gans?
No.
Gans, no. Goldmacher, not here. Hallinan, not here. Hernandez?
No.
Hernandez, no. Johnson, not here. Cobram?
Yes.
Cobram, yes. Kurzweil, not here. Moore, not here. Morgan?
Yes.
Morgan, yes. Pritchett?
Yes.
Pritchett, yes. Rosenberg, not here. Sanders, not here. Sawyer?
No.
Sawyer, no. Siegel, not here. Sterling?
Yes.
Sterling, yes. Talon Nichols, not here. Travis, not here. Whipperman?
No.
Whipperman, no. White?
No.
White, no. Wilkinson, not here. So that is five yes, seven no.
What are you guys
trying to do? Mr. Chair, I believe the next item is P&B reports.
And that comes from the request. Craig, do you have a problem with Brian's?
No, I'm just for the record, I need to know what the disposition of Janet's motion was.
Janet, my understanding was that you were going to think and come back with a refined version of it.
Okay.
That's correct.
You withdrew it, you'll come back.
Yeah. Okay. Brian, you spoke to the next item on the agenda. The person who raised that was Tracy. She's not here. Is there another member of the PNB who is prepared to give that report?
I can report briefly on the activities of the PNB, not the Development Committee.
We have time in our meeting. Would the board like Brian to report on that?
I have to leave. I apologize. I have to leave in about 5 minutes.
Pardon me?
I have to leave in about 5 minutes.
Would the board like to hear from Brian for 4.5 minutes?
I'll try to leave room for questions. At our last meeting in public session, we took up the issue of elections. Pacifica's executive director had informed us previously that she had no intention of moving ahead with board elections until the board directed her otherwise. The bylaws charge her with appointing an election supervisor in the month of March to begin the process of running elections. It didn't come up for discussion and a vote until last week. The board passed 3 motions, one saying we should find some way to make elections happen. I'm paraphrasing. The second saying that all the stations should conduct an extra mailing in the month of July to figure out how many of their member addresses are bad and fix them. And the board passed a 3rd motion directing the executive director to post the position of national election supervisor. So we're 4 months behind the process, well, more than 4 months, because it's a posting, not a hiring, a process of something that's supposed to produce an election whose results are announced in September. That was our only public session business, unfortunately, from our last meeting.
Questions to Brian? Yes, David.
Isn't it ironic that a faction that is supposedly interested in democracy is preventing elections from happening?
That's a rhetorical statement.
Yeah, I suppose it is.
Yeah.
Withdrawn.
Any questions? Hearing none, thank you very much, Brian. Is there any further business? Janet?
Yes, I wanted to talk about the minutes that we talked about earlier for executive session and roll call being included in that. I have something from the Roberts Rules
Could you
about that.
Go ahead.
Okay, so I'm not sure which one to start with, but page 470, the last bullet, section 48, page 470.
478. Okay, please.
470, page 470, section 48. The last bullet, so this is about just minutes in general. When a count has been ordered or the vote is by ballot, the number of votes on each side should be entered, and the voting, when the voting is by roll call, the names of those voting on each side and those answering present should be entered. Then, going to page, back to page 96, line, starting with line 9. Well, okay, I'm sorry, this is section 9, and this is about executive session, if you look at the page before that, 95, right? So, starting with line 9 on page 96, it says, the minutes or record of proceedings of an executive session must be read and acted upon only in executive session, unless that which would be reported in the minutes, that is, the action taken as distinct from that which was said in debate, was not secret, or secrecy has been lifted by the assembly. So it's my understanding that the vote that we took on that motion that we made, we announced in public session, the roll call should be included in that. And not just in for that one, but for any of them. That's my understanding.
I see Craig. Sorry. Craig and then Marv.
Well, I'm happy to, I don't care. I'm happy to include the names of the roll call votes. Previous motions we've made have specified that only the vote totals would be reported out of executive session. So if, you know, if people want to make that change for this, I'm fine. I really don't care.
Can I say something on my way out?
Please, Brian.
I just, look, as a staff member, one of the things that I'm asked to vote on in executive sessions are the evaluations, hiring, and possible termination decisions concerning my boss, who is whoever happens to be sitting in that seat in the corner. If you want me to speak candidly and vote my conscience, and this applies to the other six staff representatives here as well, I think we need to understand that the presumption is not that the way we vote on these matters gets reported out to the public automatically. We need to have a clear understanding ahead of time where our votes are getting reported.
Let me try this. Mark, you, I promise you the floor. Grab a mic.
This is similar to the problem of giving somebody a manual for Robert's Rules. They can pick and choose what they want to see. If you take a look at Robert's Rules, you'll note that a roll call vote actually requires a vote to be done. Anything that's done just by consent is not a roll call vote, even if it is conducted as one. You have to have a majority vote to have a roll call vote.
The chair is ready to rule, and let me indicate that I'm looking at the line, page 96, and the sentence that begins with the minutes, that is line 9. The minutes or record of proceedings of an executive session must be read and acted upon only in executive session unless that which would be reported in the minutes, that is the action taken as the distinct from that was said in the debate. It is my interpretation that by recording people's aye or nay, you indicate the position that individuals have taken in the debate. And therefore, the chair rules that that does not call for the naming of the individuals, because it would indicate opinion. And my interpretation of that language is to not report out opinion, but only the end product. Mark.
If I may say it differently, it violates the confidentiality of the debate and discussion by indicating the preference of the voter.
And I'm listening to what Brian said as well. Janet.
Well, the wording says what should not be included is what was said. It didn't say anything about the voting. That's
okay, but we are in a situation where there has been a ruling by the chair. Does somebody want to move, which is your right to overturn the chair? Hearing none, the meeting is adjourned.
Wait, what about the PMB Development Committee?
There's nobody here.
I'm here. I wrote an email saying I wanted to do this report. They're talking about underwriting, guys. I thought you'd be in here.
Andrea, earlier in the meeting, I said Tracy is not here. Is there anybody else?
Tracy's not on that committee. I didn't.
Excuse me. Let me finish my sentence. I said that it was Tracy who asked this to be.
No, it was me. I wrote an email.
I apologize to you, but let me. I asked at that time whether, when I said mistakenly, somebody's not here, I said, is anybody here to report? Brian then said, I'm not on the development committee, but I can report on the PNB meeting. I said, go ahead. It pays to listen to the proceedings. Andrea, you have the floor for your report.
Use the microphone, please.
Mr. Chair, I'm not sure what all that was about. I followed every procedure I was supposed to follow.
Talk about what the
and I was waiting to be
you're
recognized.
You're called on right now.
And I will also notice that you ask people not to interrupt you, and you do it constantly.
The chair has to keep order. Please proceed.
That would be wonderful, and I support you in doing that.
Are you through?
You guys, I'm not the point. I know, look, we're all tired. But actually, I'm the very last item on the thing. They're talking about underwriting on the national. They're investigating strategies around underwriting, and they're going to come to you and ask you about this. Or maybe they won't. Maybe they'll just start doing it. And you guys want to, you want to listen. I think you actually want to hear about it. The question is, they're saying we sat on a conversation and they talked about WERU in Maine. And they talk as a community radio station that has a $500,000 a year income, staff of 7 and 125 volunteers, 125 non-broadcast volunteers. Anyway, they're talking, they're saying, look, they want to investigate it. They got that guy to report back, and we talked about the similarities in our station and their station. There was Norm Stockwell from WORT in Madison. They started 38 years ago. He's been with the station for 30 years. Almost all locally produced content in the station, 300 volunteers, covers a 50-mile radius and so forth. 15% of their budget is underwriting. The law says you don't have to take everyone's money. You have the right to refuse to work with some groups, etc. You know, guys, when we abdicate to gold busters and we don't involve ourselves, these questions of underwriting are going to be coming up, possibly on a national level. And we, the LSB, are going to have to either try to voice some opinions about that or get left behind. But that question, that issue is going to come up. Underwriting is, according to them, it's not advertising because you're not allowed to actually promote a product or a business or so forth. However, you can pay money. I think in there they pay $200. You can get a business membership at WORT, $200 a year. You can receive a listing on their website. And you can receive thanks at least once during their four fund drives. underwriting, the organizations can actually pick the spot when their little recorded acknowledgement of their donation would be heard. Weekly ID of business and information only. Again, I think the way that we develop says a lot about who we are as a station and a community. And if we just go for high dollar donors, if we go for underwriting and so forth, we're getting into this. I just want to say that the reason why I'm so adamant about it is because I think growing the station and increasing our base, even if it's small dollar donations, is a strategy worth considering. And when we talk about institutional racism, the ways that we develop may empower, further empower those who are already in power. And if we, KPFA, see our mission as trying to interrupt that cycle of moneyed privilege and getting to hear, getting to support the programs that you like, et cetera, is there a bigger mission that we're supposed to be supporting? And I'm really disappointed that we didn't say that we, the LSB, should be in on those conversations, that we should be hearing and providing input to how Brian walks out of here and says, yeah, these guys, they're contacting high dollar donors. They want to have, you know, wine and cheese get-togethers. They want to have this style of cream of the crop fundraising. But there's a whole different thing that we could do that if we undertook it seriously could change the tone and the tenor and even some of the conflicts that we find ourselves in. So I would ask that in your formulation of the development committee that we reinvestigate this question of where we will contact with management and where we will contact with current efforts at development. Otherwise, I believe we're going to be submitting to the pressures, the national pressures that are building to move in the direction of underwriting, which where we lose our a lot of, I think, our community contact, our community base. But it's a bigger discussion, and we need to be informed, and maybe we should do a show on underwriting, and maybe we should have some education about it. But I just cannot see a successful development effort from the LSB if it's not hooked into management and staff.
Andrew, are there two things, and bear with me on this. One is the report about national, and I also hear a very strongly held position about the direction that they're going in. And what might be appropriate for your consideration or anybody else is to formulate a motion for the board to take a position in this regard, because there's a difference that I see between a report of what's going on and a recommendation for action on that report. And I do agree with you that it's vital. So I would really urge that you come forward for our board consideration with something in the direction that you spoke so passionately about.
We've asked the KPFA representatives who were on that call were Joy, I think Sasha Futron was on that, and I was on that. And we kept making the point that we need to grow audience and not simply try to get more money out of those folks who already listen to us, but to try to expand our reach. Most members of the committee were asking for a report from Pacifica about what is being done for development. Prior to the announcement that WBAI was laying off 3/4 of its staff, I think it was like last month, Summer was actually on the May call, and we went around the call, and everybody said all the ideas, all the development ideas that we had generated here and other stations were just giving her like this huge list of possible things. We haven't heard a word back, so I don't know what the Pacifica development strategy is. And if we did, again, we could align our efforts and reduce redundancy in efforts and do some shared, graphics creation and create some dynamic energy about it. But Pacifica hasn't made that clear.
Mark?
Pacifica has made it clear. Pacifica doesn't care about the five stations. They've undertaken an underwriting campaign.
Into the mic, please.
They've undertaken an underwriting campaign with the affiliates and are trying to get more money out of them to bring up the funds for the Pacific organization. On the other side of it, though, in terms of what you're saying,
you're overlooking a very specific point. And unfortunately, you're not alone. Most everyone I deal with in Pacifica is blind on this one. Pacifica grew to over 1 million subscribers on the basis of its original mission. The original mission was abandoned for activist radio or community action and all this other basically political poser crap that's out there right now. We have too many people that are using Pacifica, KPFA, as a bully pulpit for their specific political agenda and doing whatever they can to sabotage anybody else who doesn't agree with them or is in competition with them for that same thing. Sharam, you were here for when there was a competition between the two Mideast programs, weren't you? Yeah, there was. It was rather vicious at the time, was it not?
Yeah, please. And can, forgive me, Mark.
What I'm pointing out is the original Pacific mission was to educate and inform. It wasn't to make people go out into the streets. It wasn't to organize campaigns. It was to present a forum for people who were doing that and present it fairly. And in doing that, you reach out to a larger audience by bringing in more ideas, more political nuances, more social settings. You bring in more of society. Instead of having the 100,000 people we now have as members, we can get back up to 1 million. But we've got to stop narrow focusing on specific political ideals and forcing people to take that and nothing else. We have to get off the bully pulpit format.
Anybody have anything further? We're at the witching.
To adjourn?
Pardon?
Is it appropriate to move to adjourn?
Yes, it is appropriate.
I move to adjourn.
1 second.
All those in favor of adjourning this meeting, please say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all for your patience.